The scientific disciplines are increasingly trying to attract women to correct a long-standing imbalance that heavily favors men. And in today's Bird Note, Michael Stein points out that it's not only bench science where the female of the species is drastically underrepresented.
On an island in the Southern Ocean, a pair of king penguins. In Central America, an enormous ringed kingfisher. While nearby, a thick-billed kingbird calls. There's a king vulture, a king eider, 89 species of kingfishers, 11 king birds, 3 tiny kinglets, at least 115 birds across the world with the word king in their name. And no queens. 10,000 bird species and not one queenfisher or queenlet. Elsewhere in nature, there's the queen snake, queen butterfly, queen angelfish, queen moth, queen bees, and queen ants. But perhaps the lack of queen birds isn't so mysterious. Nearly all the early explorers and naturalists who named birds were men. And when a bird flashed a colorful crown, male royalty must have come to mind first. Once upon a time, there was a species of bird of paradise named Queen Carola's Parotia. Carola was the wife of King Albert I of Saxony, who also had a bird named for him, the King of Saxony Bird of Paradise. Alas, the queen's bird had its name trimmed to the more tidy Carola's Parotia. So the score sheet reads, King Birds 115, Queen Birds 0.
I'm Michael Stein.
There are some regal photos at our website, loe.org.